Hello and welcome to
Ghostbeat,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Today, you're going to join us as we unravel the movie Arcadian from 2024. We literally just watched this. We didn't mean to record tonight, but we felt like we needed to talk about this, so we might as well do it in a microphone. This is directed by Benjamin Brewer. And from what I could tell, the only other movie he directed is called The Trust, which is like some cop thriller with Nicolas Cage and Elijah Wood. I never heard of this.
Okay.
This movie just came out on Shudder. I remember hearing a lot about it like leading up to the release. And I saw a lot of people talking about it on the internet. I kind of pitched this movie to you because people were pretty hype about it, saying it was like The Quiet Place. I had people saying that it's like it eats The Quiet Place's lunch. People were talking about how great the creature designs were, and I saw one person say that it's basically like if Studio Ghibli made A Quiet Place, which obviously is like very evocative. Makes me want to know, like, what does that mean? What's that about? And I guess out the gate, if we're not going to spoil things, I'll just say, like, on that front, I think what they were really saying, I think I had a very different idea of
what
they meant by that. I think what I got was, like, they do set up some interesting exposition early on in the movie, which I'll just say here because I think it sets the movie up in a good way. Like, the Studio Ghibli thing is, like, they kind of present this idea that at some point these creatures kind of take over the world and create this like apocalyptic event. It is very Quiet Place because it takes place like 15 years later with Nicolas Cage raising like his two sons alone on this farm in the middle of this apocalyptic world. And the Studio Ghibli part of it is they kind of present this idea that like maybe we were destroying the environment and this is like the Mother Nature's way of like taking things back, which is very like Princess Mononoke, you know? But I think it kind of ends with that,
yeah,
like the comparison. And the other interesting thing was early on, there's a part where they kind of set it up as this like really corny exposition where the son and like the love interest are like, hey, let's play a game. Let's summarize like what happened to the world in 10 seconds. And so, you know, going into that, I was kind of like, okay, it's kind of a lazy way to, you know, explain things. But the interesting part of it was both of them say something completely different. So I think they were just making it up. Which, so I actually like that idea that like they don't know what happened.
Oh yeah.
You know,
no,
like
I agree.
It's this big mystery.
I think there's something there. I don't want to get too much. I don't really know how much I can spoil.
Yeah.
But I agree. At first when they said that, I'm like, okay, weird, lazy way to get to the plot.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did both say something different, I feel like, I don't know, it's not really that much of a spoiler. It's an apocalyptic thing.
Yeah,
and it's not
the
like they accurately depict from what they're saying what happened. But I do like that idea that so much time has passed and also there's no internet or anything. So nobody can really like transfer that information properly. So
they grew up in this world.
Yeah.
So it's like the idea that they grew up in this world and nobody seems to really know what happened. You do get like this very brief scene in the beginning, which like, you know, early on I thought like, oh, are they setting up, could there be like a Arcadian day one? That might be interesting because it's like it's when there are babies and Nicolas Cage I guess goes into the city for supplies and it's like kind of a war zone. Like all that stuff is very evocative. I think like overall, what I would say about this movie is that it has a lot of like interesting ideas.
Yes.
With no payoff at all.
Yes. Also, yes.
And coming from me, the anti-lore guy, it's like I was so thirsty this whole fucking movie. Like, all right, so when are we going to start explaining things?
I know that anti-lore really came back to bite you in the ass pretty quick.
Yeah, because we literally just recorded the Alien movies and I talked about that a little bit. But like, yeah, this is a movie where it's like there's literally no payoff. I thought all the characters were like completely unlikable. And the whole time I was just like, what is this leading up to? And the answer is nothing. It led up to nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I hate being like a hater ass bitch. I love to celebrate horror stuff.
I do feel sorry to cut you off.
It's
I do feel like we're like getting into spoiler territory. I don't know if
I know.
Someone listening to this we're telling too much.
I'm trying to still just keep it as like our just overall thoughts and opinions, which I just can't help but be really negative because I'm just confused. Well, like, I feel like
I am too.
I don't think I've ever felt this out of the loop on a movie. You know, it's like, what is it that everyone sees? Because I did see there were a lot of people mentioning that like they really like the creature designs and they carried it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I agree with that. We'll go more in depth when we talk spoilers about it. Well, hold on. I just want to like wrap this up with a bow, you know. But I'm just, I'm so confused. and you also mentioned like about the cinematography too.
God, it's nauseating.
Yeah, it's everything is way too zoomed in. And it's moving around constantly. Yeah. Like it feels like every part of this movie, it just felt like I just felt confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even like one of the reasons I was like skeptical until I heard people's reactions to this movie is that like all the posters and everything look so generic and boring. And part of it, I hate to say it because we're both Cage heads here. When you see Nicolas Cage just like as a regular dude, it just makes me think of movies like National Treasure and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't help but think that it's when he plays like big characters and has like big crazy moments, that's what I'm here for.
Oh yeah.
And he's not even in half the movie.
Yeah.
And he never gets a chance to do anything in this movie. So like, if you're coming into this thinking like maybe at least you'll get some Nicolas Cage shit, you're gonna be hungry when it's over. You're not feasting here. So I hate to be real negative, but we kept throughout the movie we were just like, what is happening? Like, we were just so confused the whole time. So I can't help but be negative because I just, it's like I said, I feel out of the loop. Like, what the fuck were people talking about?
I don't know.
Okay. So I guess you're ready to just go to spoilers. Okay, let's do that. So right away in the beginning, it presents this mystery. You know that there are some kind of creatures that come out at night that they're kind of hiding from. And I think part of the problem is they present all these different ideas that just raise a lot of questions, but they don't get answered.
Yeah.
You know, because they present this idea that like they seem to be trying to attack Nicolas Cage and his family a lot, but there's this nearby farm full of people that say they like never get attacked. So it's like, okay, what's going on? Is there like a reason for this? And even like so much of it was just so confusing. Like the one son manages to capture it at one point.
Yeah.
And you think like, oh, is he trying to like understand them and create some bridge with these things? And then they just like kill it and he starts dissecting it and that leads nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if it's supposed to be that leads into the big attack at the end, but everything just feels so like messy.
Yeah. I can't even say this is like half baked. I feel like this is just raw. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I watched completely. I still don't completely understand if these are like humanoids, like they've been infected and they turn into it, or they're aliens, or I don't know. But to the creature design itself.
Oh yeah, we might as well just talk about that.
I think it's interesting.
I was gonna say interesting, yes.
It's not fully there. I feel like you could take this as like a rough draft, and I'd really love to see what the final would truly be with this, because there is something there. Like, there,
it's confusing.
But I don't know. Maybe somebody take this concept and like redo it, because like I still like you said, like I'm hungry. Like, I want to know. I want to see these creatures. Like, when they were doing their chomping thing, kind of cool. Sound,
yeah,
not
weird.
It. The sound was not it for me. It was too mechanical. It wasn't like teeth chomping, and they had like teeth, they had big teeth, and it was like the sound was like a machine gun.
Yeah, and they link together in this big wheel to travel.
Yeah.
Like, there's all the and what the fuck was going on when they attacked that woman, and it opens up
Yeah.
onto her. Like, I there were so many little ideas like that where I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like, what is
Yes.
happening?
I had no idea what I was looking at either.
And I kept thinking, like, they reminded me a lot, for anyone who understands the reference, they reminded me of like the trolls from Berserk. Shit, there was something else they reminded me of. And they also I did read, because I was just barely looking at stuff before we recorded, like, because I'm so confused. And apparently the director said something about how they were influenced by Goofy from the Disney character. I don't know if that was like the crumb that started this whole thing.
I
Because I
mean,
guess I can see, I
I
guess, where that comes
guess.
from. But and there are so many weird little details, like when the one reaches through the door and
Yeah.
like unfurls its arm and
That
shit.
was cool.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many of these weird little ideas that just don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm holding my head right now because I'm so confused. So yeah, they never explain anything. And then even the characters, like, they're just they suck. Like, I there was a certain point in the movie. It was when so Nicolas Cage gets injured
Yeah.
at a certain point, and then he's just like out of the fucking movie basically at
Yeah.
that point. And they go to this nearby farm for help
That they
and are turned
know.
and this
They
is
know these people.
so that this is what also is confusing me, because they show up there and it's immediate hostility.
Yeah.
And it's like this kid seems to go there all the time and like helps out around the
Yeah.
farm and everything. So you would think they'd want to help him, but they're immediately hostile. They say like, oh, we'll take you, but not him. And then the fact that he actually left and left his brother with their
Yes.
dad alone. It's like, this kid sucks. Like, am I supposed to be
Yes.
sympathetic for this character?
Yeah, I wrote that down in my notes because I was like, weird they wouldn't help his dad and only invited him, kind of cut
Yeah.
the flow of the story. Like, what?
My note, you want to know what my note says? I'll show you.
Main
Look at the last note I have.
kid sucks.
Yeah. So, like, that's all I could think. And then even when, like, because he has this love interest there, gives him medicine to take back, and they catch him leaving with it and are like so fucking hostile. Like,
It's
again,
so
it's this
weird.
kid who's like supposed to be showing up and helping around the farm, and they're all
For
nice to him,
free.
and they just flip on him so fast, and then they all get fucking annihilated
Yeah.
after that. It's like, okay,
Right.
I don't know where this is supposed to be going.
I don't know. The writing is like really not there, honestly. I try not to be like too like negative, but like when you like were talking, you were talking to me about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was kind of excited. Like, I was like, okay, I want to see some cool creatures. And like, I sort of saw some cool creatures, but like, there was also just some of the execution was a little weird. And
Well, yeah,
I don't
even
know.
that, it's with the cinematography. Like, you
Ugh.
can't see, like, I kept trying to, like, I'm like squinting, trying to see, like, I see something there. Like, I don't understand. And then, yeah, and then at the end, when there's the big final attack, it's like Nicolas Cage gets up and he's like fine now. I don't know if that's supposed to be like the medicine helped him out. And they set it up as this big sacrificial moment with the flashback, and none of it is earned because he
Yeah.
wasn't there for half the movie.
Yeah, we
And all
have.
the and you don't sympathize with the characters because they fucking suck.
Yeah, and it was almost like laughable that they're trying to you want me to cry 'cause Nick
Yeah.
Cage sacrificed himself? Like, I have no fucking clue what's going on. Like, I can't cry right now 'cause I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I think like that's part of why I'm like such a hater right now, is because I went into this, I wasn't like going into this expecting it to be amazing even. I thought like, oh, this might be a fun monster movie. And every step of the way I'm seeing these little crumbs that I'm like, okay, this could be interesting. Let's see where this goes. And then it's just nothing. It's
Yeah.
nothing. And then at the end it just ends.
Yeah.
It's just really, it's so confusing.
Yeah, every idea that is proposed like stops at being an idea,
Yeah.
which sucks.
Yeah, it's weird because there is a gamut, like, when it comes to judging movies like this, because I think we are generally very positive, and we definitely give movies a lot of credit. because we're big horror fans and yeah. we want to watch everything. And so we kind of find something to enjoy. And even when like we watch stuff like Jeepers Creepers 4, it's like, there's a certain level of like, I guess some of the worst things that I can say is like, if a movie's really boring, you know, that's like a cardinal sin. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it's like, it's if you set something up and you are completely incapable of paying it off in any way at all, it's just infuriating.
It really is, and
it's extra confusing when it's something that was like pretty well regarded. So I'm just like, it's like I said, we just saw it, so this is like our fresh thoughts.
I mean, we might need to process it more, but like I doubt that there's really going to be that much more that I'm going to be like, oh, okay, because like I still don't know what the story was completely, and I want to.
I mean, I think the only way I can wrap it up, because there isn't really, we're just going to go in circles, like talking about how unhappy we are with this, but I can really just sum it up as like, it's a lot of like interesting ideas with zero payoff. And I'm if they're trying to set it up as like a franchise and do more of these, I'm out. Like, that's not the answer. Like, you can't set it up and be like, yeah, we'll tell you in the next movie what's happening. It's like, no, you missed your chance. Yeah, anybody who is trying to compare this to A Quiet Place, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, that's just the craziest shit I've ever heard. I'm not even like an insane Quiet Place fan or anything, but
I will say like, no to A Quiet Place. No, it's really not like that. But I will say there was a little bit of like, if you've ever seen the, and I'm talking like to the viewer, if you've ever seen the TV show From, like, it's a little bit of that.
Very little bit.
I think if it would have been like really leaned into like the From kind of category, I feel like it could have been like really cool, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're on to something, because I think if this was just a straight up monster movie like A Quiet Place, I think it would be even less effective. It's the fact that it's like, it's trying to reach beyond that and do something a little more different and interesting, you know, like it's trying to present this idea of something bigger. Cause like that opening scene, which we just barely talked about, it's like, there's something so strange there, because when he's running through, you see there's like barbed wire set up, and he's looking through, the camera is looking through this gap where even like the way the houses are all set, like, it just looked, it looked almost like post-apocalyptic already. It looked like some Mad Max shit. And so it didn't just look like this was the regular world that we're used to. You know what I mean? It's like, and you see like rockets flying through the air and shit. Like, there's something there that felt like, I don't know. It just felt like different. Like, there was something bigger that they were trying to, a bigger story they were trying to tell. And then it just never gets, it never comes back to that.
I agree. I will say in that opening sequence, there was a sign in like Japanese or Chinese.
Oh, really?
That I saw on the ground. So
that.
I was like, okay. But the thing is like, I'm totally, if you're gonna put us in some weird place that is not earthly but sort of earthly, I'm okay with it. But like, put me there.
Yeah, again, it's like, there's no, they don't pay off any of this shit. Yeah. It's like playing with all these little ideas and expecting that to carry the movie, but I'm tired. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say? I think we kind of got it.
No, I think overall, I'm just disappointed I didn't get to see Nick Cage go so crazy.
Yeah, he gets nothing to do in this movie. But that's it. I mean, you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can search for Ghost Beast Pod. You can also follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. So we got to do that now.
Okay. I didn't like it.
Okay. Oh wait, did I hit like?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do that. I can't say 1.5 and like.
No.
Go away.
I mean, maybe, but not this movie.
No. So I'd say it is better than Jeepers Creepers Reborn and Jeepers Creepers 3.
Yeah.
I'd even say it's better than Hell House LLC 3.
Yeah, that's fair.
But we can keep it below Jeepers Creepers 2. It's in good company. Does that sound good?
I mean, look, it's a low bar, so that's fine.
number 41 on our list. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. If you liked this movie, for the love of God, please tell me why.
Yes,
what
please.
Am I missing?
I really want to know too.
Yes. All right.